This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Did you go to a cabin with Miss Willis ever?
Ever?
Ever. Never gone to a cabin.
No.
We're now into day two of the hearing where a judge is determining whether Fannie Willis has to step down from a political prosecution of President Trump there in Atlanta, Georgia. This is a complete meltdown. We've got clips for meltdowns coming up here in a moment. But that was on day one. Right now we are in day two, and a gentleman named Terrence Bradley that worked with Fannie Willis's boyfriend, Nathan Wade, had signed an affidavit that indeed they did have a relationship, Fannie Willis and Nathan Wade. Now he's had the lawyers threaten him and claims that he'll be disbarred and lose his law license if he doesn't claim all activity that he's ever had in the last, what, 4, 5, 6, 7 years with Mr. Nathan Wade is now attorney-client privilege, and so he can't comment on the affidavit where he's saying, indeed, they did have a relationship, which they've now been trying to deny.
As you know, Mr. Wade is a Southern gentleman. Me, not so much.
She should have stepped down a month ago, but she's so arrogant, she's not. So the quicksand's getting deeper. And if you investigate the New York real estate judge, or you investigate the federal judges, especially in D.C., if you investigate Letitia James, or if you investigate any of these people, it is all a revolving door of special interest and kickbacks and jobs and money they're being given. Everything they're saying about Trump is actually what they themselves have done. So right now I'm just going to air short little excerpts back to back. Here's Terrence Bradley talking about attorney-client privilege, and then the judge even says, I'm not going to play the whole clip, the whole clip's on Infowars.com, that isn't in the law, that's not attorney-client privilege. And then we'll go to one of the meltdowns of Fannie Willis.
I was advised by the bar that Rule 1.6 of confidentiality applies and that I cannot reveal anything that I saw or learned. And that if the court is asking me to do that, that an immediate certificate of review should be asked. I was sitting there with my attorneys, and this was what was told to us, to state that Rule 1.6 applies.
So basically what we've got is we've got Mr. Wade being able to say what he wants about this relationship, but then we're not allowed to ask questions to qualify that. So that's not how it works. They either get to admit it or they don't.
Your Honor, but he's already represented that he has no knowledge about that.
I don't think we've actually gotten anything to that extent yet. I think we're still making our way through it, which is I think he's taking the position that he's not willing to share anything Mr. Wade ever told him.
Your office objected to us getting Delta records for flights that you may have taken with Mr. Wade.
Look. I object to you getting records. You've been intrusive into people's personal lives. You're confused. You think I'm on trial. These people are on trial for trying to steal an election in 2020. I'm not on trial, no matter how hard you try to put me on trial. I'm not a hostile witness. I very much want to be.
Not so much that you're hostile, Ms. Willis, it'd be an adverse witness. Your interests are opposed to Ms. Merchant's.
Ms. Merchant's interests are contrary to democracy, Your Honor, not to mine.
Has he ever visited you at the place you laid your head?
So let's be clear, because you lied in this. Let me tell you which one you lied in. Right here. I think you lied right here.
No.
This is the truth,
Judge.
It is a lie.
Ms. Willis, Mr. Sano, thank you. We're going to take 5 minutes. Be back in five.
And there's the judge breaking because Fannie Willis was having complete meltdowns. I mean, it's just, it's not just corruption, it's incompetence. It's embarrassing. It's shameful. This is what happens when you end meritocracy. Alex Jones and Lou Dobbs coming up next.
The second American Revolution is happening now right in front of you. And you're tuned in to InfoWars because you're either looking for the truth or you're already a patriot. I'm asking you now to realize we are at the fulcrum, the crossroads in the fight for human destiny and human future. Please spread the word about the broadcast. Please buy great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And please pray for the transmission. Without you, we're going to fail. But if you simply take action and spread the word and pray for the broadcast and buy the products, you will continue to aid us together in our victory against these tyrants. But now is the time to make the decision. I know there's millions of forms of media out there and all this BS, and the globalists hope you get lost in all of it. But notice the globalists, the New World Order, are coming after us. Because they realize we've got their number. Think about it. InfoWars is the tip of the spear. Do you want to support the tip of the spear? That decision is up to you. Please support us now at InfoWars Store.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
All right, we're about to be hearing from Alex Jones and Lou Dobbs. That's going to carry us through most of this second hour of The Alex Jones Show. Brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. But you look at this Fannie Willis thing, and it's not even that I care about Fannie Willis having romantic affairs, even if they're married or whatever, with Nathan Wade. It's not that I really care about Fannie Willis making under-the-table payments with cash because she doesn't want them on record. Honestly, couldn't care less. But it's part of the larger picture of corruption. It's part of the larger picture of these are the types of people that are being put in positions of power that have no respect for the law themselves. And they don't even have basic ethics. Again, her having affairs, couldn't care less. Her making payments under the table, couldn't care less. But it's the unethical behavior. It's the I'm above the law, I am the law behavior. And then obviously the racism, too. Obviously, Fannie Willis is a racist. She's obviously an anti-white racist. Again, I don't even care if she's an anti-white racist. It's that she now has a position of power, a woman who doesn't belong there with no ethics, a racist, and potentially even a felonious criminal. But she'll be above the law. Oh, yes. I would not expect anything to happen to Fannie Willis other than the national embarrassment and the shame that she's brought on herself. Can't even put a dress on straight. Where's a dress backwards? What the hell is that? Did her and Nathan have a little beforehand and she just had to, you know, hurry up into her dress, puts it on backwards? What's that about? Or who knows, given her history, maybe some of the other lawyers had a little Fannie time. But it's just, it's embarrassing for our country. And when you have unethical, potentially even criminal, racist people running the justice system, this is why everything collapses. This is why America looks the way it looks. This is why cities like Atlanta are so violent. Because of people like Fannie Willis. And when you end the meritocracy, and when you replace it with diversity, this is what you get. This is what you get. I mean, folks, it's so bad. Even CNN is saying that this charade needs to end. With headlines like Fannie Willis and Nathan Wade need to step aside to save the country. I mean, that's how bad this is. But again, it's the same liberals. Oh, Fannie was fantastic. Oh, my gosh. Oh, she's so courageous. She's so brave. Oh, I'm just in love with her. And they create these heroes out of liars and crooks and criminals because they know it's the propaganda they're being fed. And if they don't amplify it and if they don't believe it, then nobody will. Oh, but Fanny was so great that they said, Fanny, do not go back on the stand, please, for the love of God. Even CNN is like, you're embarrassing us and you're destroying our case against Trump. All right. Now, as I said, Alex Jones and Lou Dobbs coming up. And it's great that we can make interviews like this happen. I'm very much looking forward to hearing from both of these individuals. And it's all thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com. And man, it's time for me to do some shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. Because this morning I was getting ready to drink my vitamin mineral fusion. I put a scoop of it in a glass of juice every morning. And I realized that I'm almost out of vitamin mineral fusion. So I need to go and fill my shopping cart. I need to get some vitamin mineral fusion. Over 100% daily value of vitamin A, vitamin B, vitamin C, vitamin D, and so much more. That's why I start every day with it. But then I need some Turbo Force Plus, too. I'm all out of Turbo Force Plus as well. I need to get some Brain Force Plus so that I can have energy and focus. 10 hours of clean energy in one scoop of Turbo Force Plus from InfoWarsStore.com. These are great products. I'm a product of the product at InfoWarsStore.com. Things you need, things you want, help you keep your immune system strong and everything else. So I can tell you from experience from using these products that they're great. So you get a great product and you support the InfoWar, which you know, the deep state, the Democrats, all the corrupt entities that want to destroy this country want us off air. But we're still here. And now we got Alex Jones and Lou Dobbs.
And now Alex Jones, the Alex Jones, I might add. Alex, it is great to see you. It's been a long while in coming, but we're delighted to have you here and to have a chance to have a little talk. Your thoughts today on America?
Well, I'm glad you raised that up front because you sent me a few questions, but you didn't add that one in. And that's what I was going to say. What is it like when you had the top show in the English-speaking world? We're not, trying to be first place here, but a bigger show than Tucker had on Fox. Yeah. You were on CNN reaching 10 million people a day, conservatively predicting 20 years ago, 18 years ago, everything that's happened. So our job is much easier as patriots that are anti-globalist. I mean, you pioneered on mainstream media, the first person to ever break all this. So I was going to ask you, when you asked me questions, what is it like now to now be here when Elon Musk and Joe Rogan and Tucker Carlson all sound just like you did 20-something years ago?
Well, it sounds like music to me because I didn't hear any like voices like mine. Well, I will reserve that. You were amazing throughout your career. You started as a skeptic of all that is establishment, and my hat's off to you. I mean,
wilderness. I mean, I was out in the wilderness. I was a bush leaguer when I was doing it. You charged right on, and it showed that freedom is popular. You have the number one show, as I said, covering freedom, just like all the top shows now are populist anti-globalists. So I think that's a very positive thing about the awakening that we've reached.
I've been a populist all along. I've always said, populist, they say it like it's a dirty word. In my view, it means people. And if you're not for the people of this country, who the hell are you for? So if you don't call yourself a populist, I want you to say exactly what you are, what you do, because you sound like an enemy of this great republic. And I felt that way from the outset, as you suggest. And I know this, that there are enough voices. You were talking about Tucker and everyone out there. I am so delighted to have people with strong and bright, principled voices out talking about what matters to this country. It's a joy to me to watch it, to still be part of it. I'm thrilled to be still in the arena fighting. I may not land as many punches, but I sure do. I guess I land a few, but it's harder to take, if I'll put it that way.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Alex. Go ahead.
No, I just know that I'm coming on with you, but I want to talk about you because when I look at who in the last 30, 40 years has had the biggest effect against this anti-American agenda, it's Ron Paul, it's Lou Dobbs, and then kind of we all came later. And I'm not taking away from Tucker. I'm friends with Tucker, love Tucker. He's amazing. Hopefully he'll have you on his show soon. He should. But I just look back to the people that were telling me about this first. It, you know, my grandfathers, both my mother's, you know, dad and my father's dad, they weren't on air, but they were both aware of this because they were, you know, learned, educated men. So I just realized that it's like the rock in the pond. So we can see the big waves now out from the edge of it. But I'm just saying Lou Dobbs was one of the original big rocks thrown in the pond. So, you know, I don't care about Hollywood people. I don't care about sports people, none of that. But I do get a little bit giddy talking to you because I'm smart enough to look back and say, if there wasn't Lou Dobbs for all those years on air, you know, the only person in mainstream media saying it, we would be in a lot of trouble today, and we're still in a lot of trouble. We're in a lot better position thanks to you. So I know it's a little bit of me groveling here, but I'm not. We need to recognize the people that were, you know, trailblazers, and you're a maverick, brother.
No, thank you, and I take that as high praise. And coming from you, you know, you were talking about being out in the bush. You were only in the bush because people were scared to death of you in that establishment, and they were putting you back as far as they could, as long as they could, and you broke through. And hallelujah, brother! It's like you say, it's a great.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The nation's capital, the swamp, the open sewer, whatever people want to describe it. The truth is it's a land of coercion and blackmail and absolute raw political force. An NSA whistleblower who's a guest on the show a great deal, a friend, he said point blank to me the first time I talked to him that he knew there was a problem when the NSA was spying on Barack Obama in 2004. He knew there was a problem when Supreme Court justices were being surveilled by the NSA. And he became a whistleblower, and to his great cost and to his great credit. He's a great patriot. We right now are facing total surveillance. We are facing a total loss of constitutional rights because the American people are taking it. How much more can we take, Alex?
Well, you're absolutely right. I mean, look at Tucker 3 years ago. He gets a call from the NSA, and you're being spied on. He talks about it. They don't deny it. A month later, the Washington Post goes, yeah, we've got your private messages, and we've got transcripts of your phone calls. That is a huge felony against a journalist, and Nixon was removed from office for far less. And so there's this emboldened arrogance to all of it. And I don't like Obama, but he shouldn't have been spied on by the NSA. And then we have Trump, we know, as candidate Trump, presidential elected Trump, and then I guess what's the right term? Nominee Trump, and then he was the president. But the point is, the entire time they were spying on him, trying to find something, and they didn't find anything. When he was candidate, president-elect, or president, they had the two fake impeachments and the Russiagate. And I remember watching congressional hearings 6 years ago, and they're just flat out, Alex Jones is a Russian agent. Never been to Russia, not involved with Russia, know nothing about Russia when it comes to being there. But they're just saying, I'm a Russian agent. All of Trump's supporters are Russian agents because they're the globalists that are selling out the country. And so they need to project onto us that we're the unfaithful ones. And so, yeah, the general public knows it's not true, but they use that designation to spy on us, and it's totally illegal. And so, yeah, we're kind of already inside the tyranny. The question is, how high are they going to turn it up?
Right. You're right. And just where do they stop if they stop at all? We are right now, and the national mainstream media will not acknowledge that these Marxists who control the Democrat Party, the Marxist Dems, who are the masters of this puppet President Biden, they control the entire federal government. This is no joke anymore. This is not a party that's interested in politics. This is a party that's interested in dominion, and they mean to possess power in perpetuity. And meanwhile, we have a fight over the national, the Republican National Committee. We're having a fight over electors and the stuff that's at the margin, when the reality is that government of ours is in the hands of a foreign power. That foreign power, I don't mean in terms of geography. I mean in terms of foreign in the sense that it is alien to everything this country stands for. The people who are the Marxist Dems who control that are aliens unto themselves and to the rest of this country. We are looking at a desperate inflection point in our history, and it's whether or not we have the guts to stand up to the conflict that is surely coming. Will it be open conflict? I don't know. But it will be conflict, and there will be pain, and there will be loss, and there will be sacrifice. And there's no way around it. And people have to steel themselves to that. And I don't know if the American people have that in their spine right now.
Well, that's right, Lou. And you always say it perfect. I learned so much from you. We think of Russia or China, and they're certainly adversaries, and China's really out of control and evil and hugely wedded the Democratic Party and people like Mitch McConnell on the Republican side, so it's a huge real threat. But the globalists, the leftists, the Marxists, they really hate America. Even when they run it, they still see it because of its Christian background and because it did oppose the Soviet Union and things as the enemy, and they are the main threat, and that they are like a foreign government. They are a fifth column. They really are an alien group to our country. BlackRock and the big banks and the money and the Hollywood and the whole woke thing is just a corporate cult with all these minions literally working against the country. And as big a threat as China is, I'd say it's 20% of the threat. And Russia is 10% of the threat. But then I'd say 30% of the threat is our own domestic enemies that have opened us up to Islamic invasion and to criminal invasion, that have run our dollar down, that are saying they're going to put mentally ill people in charge, flying airplanes. I mean, they are admittedly trying to bring down the old structure to get control of it. I mentioned Clark Piven. This is on steroids. But what's crazy is they're in the house that they're undermining. They're going to be destroyed by it. So they're so ideological. They have such a sick ideology that they really are mentally ill. And I don't think they think two, three, four steps ahead. And I agree with you. I don't know, because there's a big awakening happening. The average conservative or populist or Christian now knows, wait, we're in trouble. But I still don't think they knew what you knew 20 years ago or I knew 20 years ago of just how diabolical this is. And I just don't know if even our best people realize that we're 2 minutes to midnight and that this is the crisis, not just of America, but civilization. Because if the globalists get full control and they can eradicate the idea of American freedom, then all we have is Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates' ideology of scientific tyranny. And so that's why they're at war with us, because even though it's the source of their power, the freedom we generated, the productivity, still it's existential to them, because they want to get rid of any ember of freedom that they believe could reignite later and displace them.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And if you look at it in terms of economics, we're looking at a country in which large corporations, the tech industry itself, massive capital valuations, $3 trillion. If you're NVIDIA, you get to go buy Amazon, Apple. We're talking trillions of dollars in three. You're talking almost $10 trillion in three companies. That's unheard of. The idea that this country can somehow survive without being stepped on by these elephants. We are the minions. We are the de minimis fragments floating in space, and they are the all powerful. And we have to find some way in which to bring to heel the idea that this Marxist government of ours is going to be responsive to the people, to the consent of the governed.
I remember you doing business news whenever it was, 2000 or whatever, and you were covering the breakup of Microsoft, and it was a monopoly, and it was corrupt, it deserved it. I look at Bill Gates' corruption, not as a business reporter, but as a layperson. It's nothing compared to the three big elephants that you just mentioned, Apple and Facebook and Amazon and Google. There's four elephants.
And Microsoft.
And Microsoft now is back. I mean, isn't the answer trust busting? But there's no energy for that now.
Yeah, there's no energy unless you're Elon Musk and you are a disruptor and you do not heal to the principal narrative of these Marxist Dems. And then suddenly you've got the SEC, you've got the FTC, and every C.
The EU.
Coming right after you. And he'll be performing before the SEC, I think, next week. That's where we are. We're talking with Alex.
You know, I sit up here and I yell and scream about the New World Order and the globalists. They're planning to get rid of the borders and release a virus and have a global power grab. And you saw it all come true. But there's a inverse of that. There's not just the bad stuff I'm telling you about. There's the good stuff I'm telling you about. And just like our information is the best you're going to find out there, our supplements are amazing. So So our new special, the last half of January 2024, is here. It's Real Red Pill Plus and DNA Force Plus, both 50% off. We're calling it the Supercharged Special. You can get either one of these great items at 40% off individually or together for 50% off. Now, the time we have left, I can't tell you why they're so great and what they do for your body. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the ingredients and investigate it, and then get them. It supports the InfoWar, and it'll change your life. Take advantage now, InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. It's Alex Jones.
We're back. We're Alex Jones. Alex, the idea that we have a 2,000-mile border, as I said, that is wide open as long as you're paying off the cartels because it's their property now, not America's, not Mexico. And by the way, the cartels also are in charge of Lopez Obrador, the president of Mexico, and everyone in his government. So where do we stand, and how in the world is it there's not anyone in this country, it seems to me, really grasping the desperate moment that we live in, and the American people seem to be just sucking air through their teeth, waiting for somebody to say, you know, maybe we should be a little outraged at this.
Well, look at the $90 million spending package to Ukraine and to Israel that they call a border package. and I think they'll pass to the House. I hope they don't. And the American people do get that there's billions to NGOs to pay for more illegals, and it basically gives Biden the power to even open the border up more, and they see right through it. So, but they feel powerless. I mean, just like you and I, at least we have platforms to warn people, and we have Border Patrol that are whistleblowing, and we have all this happening, but I hate to use the World War II analogy, or maybe an Eastern Europe analogy after World War II, where Stalin's tanks are rolling into your country, and it's wrong, and it's terrible, and you want it to stop, but it's really happening. And so I think, in a way, because our government's been seized, we're spectators to this, and one of the biggest hopes is Trump is wildly popular, and not a perfect person, none of us are, but would shut this down overnight, is just fighting with 9 months left to try to get in there with all these false indictments. This is way better than any football game and sudden death overtime or basketball in overtime, because that stuff's fun and I enjoy it myself, but it doesn't matter who wins the game at the end of the day. This is everything. This is our children. I've got kids old enough now, but to have grandchildren. I know, you know, you're a father and all the rest of it. And it's just to watch the establishment recklessly flush all this security and freedom down the toilet for a perceived short-term bottom line really shows they're disconnected. They're not the elitists they say they are. They're not the aristocrats they claim, because an aristocrat's not perfect. But if you've got a ruling class, they're supposed to hold up society. They're supposed to, you know, try to build stability. And instead, I know we've got all these lawyers and politicians and think tanks that just think they're invincible. You know, if you go back to a great movie made about the Deepwater Horizon that was based on the transcripts of the lawsuit and the British Petroleum criminal trial. And right. So the movie with Mark Wahlberg and Kurt Russell is excellent. I don't know if you've seen it. But it's based pretty much as close as you can get to what really happened. And they get a call from BP's headquarters in the U.S. in Houston, and they tell the head engineer, the head of the plant, yeah, we're spending $30 million a day to drill this super deep well. We don't think we need to dump concrete in on the hole. He goes, let me do an equation. He comes back 10 minutes later, and he says, if we hit gas at any decent level, it will blow up the plant. They said, well, we're going to, by saving $300 million in the next couple of weeks not putting concrete in the hole to pressurize it, we're going to leverage that and make an extra $1 billion, so we don't care. You're ordered to do it. And so the engineer said, we'll do a stress test to just test what you said for a few minutes. They did the stress test, didn't blow up, turned it off. Just the stress test, hours later, blew it up and killed a bunch of people and the biggest oil spill in history. And I don't think I know. I talk to a lot of insiders. It's that corporate attitude of people in London and Houston telling engineers on an oil drilling platform with 40,000 deep well into the biggest reserve they ever found, you don't need to follow math. You just go ahead and do whatever you want. And I think that's the perfect allegory on an even bigger scale of where we are. We have reached lunatic level bizarreness from the ruling class.
No question about it. And anyone who pays attention to the stock market, for example, has to be struck by the fact that we're $34 trillion in debt. We've got $2 trillion in annual deficits. We have another almost $10 trillion in external debt. Then we also have the Federal Reserve with another $8 trillion on its balance sheet that has to be worked off. And meanwhile, you look over to CNBC or Fox Business or whomever, and you see these sell side personalities saying, you know, you got to be XBY Chinese stocks by the dozens. They're pushing American investment and savings into the Chinese economy, which is madness in of itself. It's remarkable.
Which is, as you know, is imploding. I mean, I'm not a business expert like you, but I watch it. I'm like, wait, China's imploding? Why am I watching CNBC and it's almost all going to China? Like, I'm on a rocket scientist, Lou, but am I right? That's really bad advice. I mean, this makes Cramer look like a good guy.
Well, Kramer's a good guy, but the fact is he's also a corporatist guy, and that's his world, and that's understandable. But here's the real deal. This is the world we all live in, and it matters where we put our money, and it matters where we invest our money, and it matters where we put our plants, because the simplest truth that is in manufacturing is that the greatest innovation, the greatest inventions have to be in proximity to markets and the plants that fabricate whatever the product may be, whether it's a car, whether it is advanced technology. And then,
No. You can have the best technology ever, but if you don't have infrastructure to do it, you don't have it.
And if you don't have it in proximity to your market, you're even dumber. And guess what? You hear those that crying? That's all those people who invested in those global supply chains that screw up nearly every business in this country. We're paying a horrible price for it. And we're a more dependent nation as a result.
So let me ask you, though, I mean, I see what's happening in China. It looks really bad. I know that'll drag us down partially. We're pivoting to India. But how can they be on CNBC and Bloomberg advising people to go to China? I'm not the big business guru like you, but that sounds like really bad advice.
Well, it's not only, it's just advice. And the fact is, if you're a corporatist, it's wonderful advice. If you're a populist, it sucks. I mean, let's be straightforward about it. It's a terrible thing not for this country not to even be having the conversation about building plants, as Donald Trump said when he said he's going to bring back all the outsourced jobs, all of the plants back to America. There's so many out there, it's going to take years to bring them home. But if we don't, we're going to pay an even heavier price.
So let me ask you this, because I know you're interviewing me, but it's true, you're smarter than me when it comes to business.
I'm totally
confused. What is your deck reckoning? Because I'm going to air this on my show. You told me during the break, so I'm going to air it a couple of days. What is your dead reckoning? Because I'm trying to tell my family. They're concerned. I'm pretty smart. I don't know what's going to happen financially. That's the one area I'm pretty good at other predictions, but I'm like a blind bat when it comes to finance and the economy and the Federal Reserve and inflation. I mean, just in a summation, really think is going on, Ludov?
Well, in summation, and you're ending this with a very good question, and the reality is no one knows the answer to it, because the complexity of this globalist economy that we've constructed, the derivatives alone are exponentially greater than the physical economy, and the physical economy is right now, there's a iron curtain between investors and savers, taxpayers and working people, and the financial structure that is the lifeblood of it all. It is right now such a complicated economy. For example, in China, we don't know if their GDP goes up 5% or 10%, whatever they say, that's what it is, because there is no clarity. And right now, there is no clarity on what.
So you're saying there's such a black box with derivatives in China. That's what it looks like to me, is like with Sam Bankman-Fried or anybody. They don't even know. The Federal Reserve's like, oh, inflation's down. No, it's up. Oh, we're going to raise rates lower. To me, it looks like they don't know what they're doing.
Yeah. They know what they're doing. They just don't care about the consequences. And that's the chief difference. And by the way, that sounds like a political economy, doesn't it? Because our politicians are thinking the same way as the oligarchs and the corporatists. And that,
so they're backing up their investments in China and other places at the detriment of Americans.
Oftentimes, without question, and certainly to their own benefit. But that's the beauty of capitalism, raw, unfettered capitalism, laissez-faire capitalism.
Adam Smith.
Take no responsibility for the consequences of your actions so long as they drive profits.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Nonsense spewed by the propagandists that we call a government spokesman.
Well, I know one thing's for sure in closing, thanks for having me on, is that we're not living in boring times. Anybody that says I'm bored is not paying attention. We are in extremely dangerous but also very opportune times. And the Chinese say, may you live in interesting times. That's a double meaning. Lou Dobbs, thank you so much for having me on. Love you to death, man.
Well, love you back, and I appreciate it, Alex, and God bless you.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones and Lou Dobbs. And we would encourage you to take some of your favorite clips from that interview and post them on your own accounts. A powerful combo of Alex Jones and Lou Dobbs. All right, we're back here live in the InfoWars World Headquarters. Thanks to your continued support at InfoWarsStore.com. We're still here on the air to bring you great interviews like that. I've got news I want to get to in the next hour. And maybe we'll open up the phone lines and get your response to some of this as well. But Tucker Carlson goes to Russia, interviews Vladimir Putin in arguably what might be, as far as internet numbers are concerned, it is the most viewed interview of all time. From a political standpoint, I believe it has close to a quarter billion views, if not surpassing a quarter billion views on X alone. But it's also been picked up and shared by the Kremlin's official YouTube channel, Tucker Carlson on YouTube, us at InfoWars. We had hundreds of thousands of people watching it live that night. So, I mean, this interview maybe has been seen 500 million times, if not more. But just having that interview is somehow treasonous, and Tucker Carlson is now a traitor, even though NBC interviewed Putin and Barbara Walters and Charlie Rose, and CNN tried to get the interview, and Putin said, no, I don't talk to fake news. But Carlson does it, and now he's the bad guy, and so we still need to pray for his safe return. There are rumors that he's going to interview Snowden and Tara Reid, but I don't know about that. But he has been going to Russian subways, grocery stores, doing reports from the streets, just talking about life in Russia. I don't think Tucker is going to be the last to do a documentary style like this. And his are just more kind of in the spur of the moment type of things. There are going to be actual documentaries about this coming out soon. And so the mainstream media, the deep state, the military-industrial complex, they want us, that is the United States and Russia, to be at arms, to hate one another. They want their Cold War-era approach and foreign policy still intact. They want NATO to be well-funded. So they have to have you hating Russia, thinking Russia is the biggest threat to you, and all the other propaganda. Well, maybe Putin's a bad guy, maybe Putin's a good guy. Russia's not my problem. My problem is the mainstream media that lies about everything from Russian collusion to vaccines are safe and effective, Hunter Biden's laptop. My problem is the number one candidate for the Republican Party who just won an election, had it stolen from him, Donald Trump being politically persecuted in the justice system. My problem is the Department of Justice that politically persecutes me and throws me in jail for my speech. My problem is psychotics like Chuck Schumer and Mitch McConnell that run the Senate. My problem is all the corruption that exists in our justice system, like Fannie Willis that we've just seen. That's my problem. Putin, good or bad, not my problem. Putin didn't kill Navalny, not my problem. They don't care about American journalists that Ukraine butchers and kills, like Gonzalo Lira. We barely hear a peep about the genocide going on in Gaza, but oh, now Navalny's the biggest story, Putin's the biggest problem. That's what we need to be talking about. That's what we need to be concerned about. But see, here's the issue, and this is why a lot of people believe that it's nothing but propaganda with the intelligence agencies saying Russia is about to hit us with a space nuke, to now saying Putin killed Alexei Navalny in a Russian prison. They're losing the narrative war on Russia. They're losing the narrative war and the literal war in Ukraine. They don't have the support of the American people. Now, the dangerous part of this is that they now view Joe Biden as a lame duck president. And we talked about this a little bit yesterday, and maybe we can take some calls on this, but they view Joe Biden as a lame duck president, meaning they'll commit all types of evil, not just against the American people, but in Ukraine or in the Gaza Strip or anywhere. They'll commit all kinds of evil with America and Joe Biden represented when these evil acts are committed, and they just say, well, it doesn't matter if this hurts Joe Biden's polls, it doesn't matter if this hurts Joe Biden's legacy, because he's a lame duck president, we're either not going to run him again, or he can't run again. So that's what's dangerous. We have such corruption in our government and such corruption in our media, they let the Kiev Ukraine regime kill an American journalist, Gonzalo Lira. And then they tell you, you need to be worried about Putin. He just killed Alexei Navalny. They have space nukes. They're your big enemy. We need to keep fighting them in Ukraine. We need more money, and we need more money after that, and we need even more money after that. And we're going to need more money. And then they write it into this bill, and they say, not only is this bill good for this $95 billion, but also any president in the future that refuses to fund Ukraine, they're now committing treason. So in other words, They're setting up Trump if he gets in, where if he cuts off the funding to NATO or Ukraine, they're going to hit him with impeachment or try to charge him for crimes. So, I mean, that's how corrupt our establishment is. That's how corrupt our government is. And so as they're losing the narrative war in Russia, now all of a sudden they're building this up as Putin being the bad guy and they have space nukes and everything else. But it couldn't be more obvious propaganda whether Putin had Navalny killed or not. Because that's what it's really all about. It's really all about continuing to support the war forever, continuing to have Russia as the boogeyman so they can continue to fund and arm NATO. They need that boogeyman. They need that perpetual enemy. So they have to run the propaganda as the American people are finally starting to wake up and think, well, maybe Putin is a bad guy or a good guy, but he's not my problem. My problem is Chuck Schumer. My problem is Lindsey Graham. My problem is Joe Biden. My problem is Merrick Garland. My problem is Fannie Willis and all the carbon copies of her across the country like Alvin Bragg. But then, to put the bow on top of it, Tucker Carlson goes to Russian subways, Russian grocery stores, and I think that this is the one that really hurts him. Because this is the other realization that the American people have had, and it's long overdue, and it's inevitable. Why is it, if I want to go downtown, you name the city? I mean, Austin's pretty nice overall, but you drive your car in downtown, you're going to hit 10 potholes, you're going to see 500 homeless people, you're going to see some derangement, you're going to see some decay. It's not as bad here, it's kind of a new and upcoming city, but now it's setting in here too. But, I mean, you go to some of the classic major metropolitan areas, your St. Louis, your Chicago, your Baltimore, some of those areas just completely in decay, completely in destruction, overwhelmed with violence. You had that shooting at the Kansas City Super Bowl parade, and they just say, oh, this is just some gang violence. These are just some young thug gang violence, and they won't even release the names. Well, yeah, you go to some parts of Kansas City, you go to the west side of Kansas City, you're up all night, you're going to hear gunshots. Now you go to the grocery store, your grocery bill has doubled. The cost of living has risen significantly under Joe Biden. The subway stations falling apart smell like garbage and sewage and feces. You got graffiti everywhere. They built these two massive, were supposed to be luxury apartments in downtown Los Angeles, and they haven't been able to rent out a single one of them, and a major graffiti artist just tagged the entire building. The entire building tagged in graffiti. And so these are the American cities, but we have $95 billion for a war in Ukraine and a war in Israel and a war in the South China Sea every quarter. And so they're saying, what's going on? And now Tucker Carlson exposes that this is not how we have to live. This is not how we're meant to live. And love Putin, hate Putin, think he's the bad guy or the good guy. Russians don't live like this, folks. Russians don't live like this. These videos we're showing you, the streets of Philadelphia, or it could be San Francisco, or it could be Baltimore. You don't see this in Russia because their government doesn't steal all their money and give it to themselves and give it to wars like ours does.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.